It was a long time coming, but California's distressed homeowners finally got some help from the state legislature with the passage of the measures known as the Homeowners Bill of Rights. State Senator Noreen Evans says the vote, which broke largely along partisan lines, was intended to stop the abusive practices of banks that are pushing foreclosures.
It requires that banks provide a homeowner a single point of contact within their organization to work with the homeowner to try to get modification prior to foreclosure. It ends what's called dual tracking, which is the practice where the servicer goes ahead and forecloses on a homeowner at the same time as they are attempting to negotiate a modification. And it ends the so-called robo-signing practice, where lenders have been foreclosing on homeowners with paperwork that is either incomplete or sometimes even fraudulent.
Assuming that the bills are signed by the governor, they will take effect next January 1st. But in the meantime, another wave of foreclosures is underway. That warning comes from C.J. Holmes, a Santa Rosa real estate broker and analyst who co-founded the advocacy nonprofit Homeowners for Justice.
There's 54,000 homes scheduled for foreclosure auction in July in California. And the Attorney General, when she announced the passage of this bill, he said that there's 700,000 families in California that are facing this dilemma. It's an epidemic. Right and left, people are losing their houses, and many times unjustifiably so.
The new bills are a good start, Holmes says, but they don't really address the economic incentives that are driving the loan servicing divisions of the big banks to continue pushing for more foreclosures.
Think of them like a property management company. And a way the property management company gets paid is that they collect the rent, but they also get paid if that rent is delinquent. They have a delinquent fee, and that fee goes to the property management company. That delinquent fee does not go on to the landlord. So as servicers, they rack up an incredible amount of fees for delinquency. And they will get all of those fees at the time they finally foreclose and sell it.
Most banks have these servicing departments, she adds, but the banks don't often actually hold the mortgages. But they do take ownership, at least briefly, when the properties are foreclosed. Increasingly, Holmes charges, the banks are then sitting on those properties, creating an illusion of recovery while distorting the housing market.
We have a mushrooming amount of vacant foreclosures that the banks, instead of listing and selling to qualified buyers, they have decided it's now in their advantage that they would sell these properties in bulk at 1,000 at a time to uber wealthy hedge funds. So we have all these vacant houses, all these people that have to rent somewhere. This has artificially created a boom in building apartments.
Amidst all this bad news, Holmes offers one small bit of comfort. The situation in Sonoma County, where median home prices have fallen by about half, is in the middle of the pack for California as a whole.
We're not as bad as some counties that have been completely devastated. The two close by that come to mind immediately would be Solano County and Lake County. They have fallen in median about 75%. This is devastation. Sonoma is about in the middle. The best counties, the least damaged right now, of course, would be Marin, San Francisco, and San Mateo.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.